நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது கோவை தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகத்தின் வேளாண் பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி 107.4 பண்பலையில்.
உழவர்கள் ஆலயமே தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகம் தானே.
கல்வி ஒலிபரப்பு. பத்தாம் வகுப்பு மாணவர்களுக்கான ஆங்கில பாடம் 2 தாள். நடத்துபவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப் பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் கிருஷ்ணா அவர்கள்.
வெல்கம் டு பேப்பர் 2 இங்கிலீஷ் பேப்பர். டைம் அண்ட் டைட் வெயிட்ஸ் ஃபார் நன், தி பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் வில் சேவ் யுவர் லாட். பேஸ்ட் ஆன் திஸ், தி வெரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன், செக்ஷன் 1 கண்டெயின்ஸ் நான் டீடைல்ட் 35 மார்க்ஸ் யூ கோட். தி வெரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரோமன் லெட்டர் கம்ஸ் அவுட் வித் ஃபில் இன் தி பிளாங்க்ஸ் by filling the appropriate phrases. You have to take care of the logical sequences. Based on that, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you have just write the points and paragraph has to be given. Next one, identify the character and speaker. How will you identify the character? For example, I shall perform some magic tricks. This has been informed by Hubert in Caught Sneezing, written by Oscar Wilde. So you should write sentences is taken from the lesson The Caught Sneezing, written by Oscar Wilde. Based on this, you have to write 5. And the next one is, we are going for match the following appropriately. Column A, column B. And questions and answers, you have to write straight. Judas, one of the two figures for a painting. Based on this, you have to write. And the next one is, complete the following sentences choosing the correct answer from the options given below. That is, again, you are going to just fill up. Mom allowed Dash to keep the dog. Mom allowed Shelley to keep the dog. Read the passage given below and answer the questions that follows. Here there will be just taken some extract from non-detail. You should write the name of the lesson and also the author also. Based on that, 5 questions will be written. You have to write the questions with answers to be given, with a very, very short and sweet answers to be given. Mind map, unless until you go through all the complete supplementaries, is very difficult for you to just answer neatly. So go through it again and again and you can give a very neat answers and tidy answers. Next one is 7th one, answer in a paragraph and any one of the following questions they will be asked. Based on that, one of the paragraph has to be selected by you. Again, by not giving the introduction, but you should give the introduction. And conclusion, the title should not be given, but you should write the conclusion. Finally, the moral is very much necessary. Because what did you understood from the particular lesson is very much necessary. Otherwise, 5 marks will not be given. No synopsis will be allowed. Next one is notes making. Make note of the following passage and prepare a summary using the notes. You have got 5 + 5, 10 marks you have got for this. You have to select all the keywords by just making a notes. First one is, after making the notes, you have to go for rough draft and fair draft has to be returned. Fair draft has to be given with title and rough draft has to be crossed with the help of pencil. And total number of words in original passage, total number of words in the rough draft, total number of words in the fair draft. Over. Next one, complete the dialogue appropriately. You have to, very neat, few more dialogues has to be completed by you. And it should be very, very lively. You'll have just actively, you have just given. The next one is communication again. The conversation between the shopkeepers and the customer, otherwise the conductor and the passenger, somewhere like this will come. That also has to be given with the starting point as well as the ending point. Without that, you will not be given 5 marks. Next one is letter writing. Letter writing will be given, incomplete letter writing will be given. From address to address will be given. The body of the letter alone will not be completed by them. That you have to just write by selecting the best words. Appropriate words has to be taken at the appropriate time. You have to use it very neatly. Next one, prepare an advertisement on the following informations which has been given. That has to be given with very, very neat. The complete full paper has to be used by you, not by giving a very small, because you have got 5 marks for this advertisement. Use maximum colors and it should be very, very attractive one. Okay, then without phone number as well as address, you cannot write. So that is most important. Some sort of fake address as well as the phone number has to be given in advertisement. And section 4, expansion of ideas. Without that expansion of ideas, for example, students take up rally to create AIDS awareness is being given that way. You have to write down which the particular students, few students from particular this college or from the university has been created here, awareness among the public regarding the AIDS. That has to be given neatly. You have to just present it. At least minimum 5-6 words has to be given non-stop. That means continuously. That's what we call it as expansion. Either you have to just pull it or push it, or otherwise maximum as much as possible you have to elaborate the answer. Next one is pie chart or bar chart may come. Very easy to pick up the answers from there. 5 marks you have got for this. The next one is write a paragraph and any of the following outlines in about 100 words they expect. That is a general one. General topic will be given. Maybe deforestation may be given. Otherwise forest and its uses. So many other many titles are there. They may come out with the general one. That you have to just elaborate it again. Another minimum 120 words is must. Next one, match the following products and slogans. That is, you have to write one side products, other side is slogans. Okay. For example, wristwatch. Wristwatch, what does it carry? You have to write the correct answer has to be given. That because it carries a complete, what you call the particular about the regarding the timings will be given. That has to be just taken very neatly. You have to just select and write. Next one, roadmap for only for plus two students will be asked to write only 3 points. Whereas you have to give only as like a paragraph has to be given for the roadmap. Because starting point will be the, you have to give all the complete landmarks to be used by you. And you'll have to based on that, you have to write the roadmap. Next one, 18th one, that paraphrasing. What is paraphrasing? The poem will be given based on that. They ask you to fill up the paragraph which is being given in the bottom. That has to be given by first one. You'll have to give the relevant points. And then you have to fill up the paragraph. That will be called as paraphrasing. And translation, either you can take the translation, otherwise you can go for picture comprehension. In the translation, if you want to write neatly, you can just write. Otherwise, you can go for the picture comprehension. You got 5 marks for this. For picture comprehension, also has to be given a title. And you'll have to give whatever the views, what you feel like to give, you can give it. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best.
10th வகுப்பு மாணவர்களுக்கான ஆங்கிலம் 2nd தாள் இடம்பெற கேட்டீர்கள். நடத்தியவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப் பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் கிருஷ்ணா அவர்கள்.